everybody. It's Kai Rizdahl with another new episode of the Corner Office Podcast for you. Today, I guess you could call it an episode for our foodie listeners. But even if you are not a foodie, but, you know, maybe you still eat and you appreciate food. I don't know. Anyway, Claire Reichenbach is the CEO of the James Beard Foundation. Really only just started in that job February of this year. The James Beard Foundation is a nonprofit devoted to the culinary arts. They offer programs for chefs, also scholarships, and the James Beard Awards, which happened earlier this month. New CEO, new day, perhaps. What's next for the organization? You will find out in this episode of Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Claire Reichenbach, welcome to the program.
Good to meet you, and thank you.
The foodies among us will know what the James Beard Foundation is. For the rest of us, though, what is it that you do?
Indeed. So the James Beard Foundation is the preeminent nonprofit in the culinary arena, but essentially we're about good food for good. You hear a lot of business leaders talking these days about the balance of profit and purpose. But we at the foundation, we're at the fulcrum of pleasure and purpose. So we take great delight in gastronomy and deliciousness. But fundamentally, all that we do is in pursuit of a better food system.
And is that a global thing, or are you focused specifically on the American culinary arts, as it were?
Our primary focus is celebrating the American food industry and all that comprise it. But when you think about some of these larger issues in terms of the food world and the food system, they are global by definition. So as we move more broadly into that arena, the areas we touch will be beyond just the shores of America.
Mm-hmm. You've been there since February-ish, right? 6 or so months, maybe.
Yeah,
5 months?
Late February. Yeah. I think I'm tipping into my fourth month.
How's it going so far?
It's extraordinary, actually. I mean, the longer I'm here, the more of a privilege and a delight it is. And we've just come off the back of our annual James Beard Awards in Chicago earlier this month, which was remarkable. And so a lot of the momentum and effort since I've joined has been focused on those awards. And we had a really sensational year. So that's been extraordinary.
I do want to talk about the awards here in a bit, because they're important and they're relevant. But I want to talk for a second about you, just to sort of frame it. You don't come from food, as it were. You come from television and media.
I come from the media world, yes. I don't hail from the culinary world, per se. Background is more in terms of business strategy and business transformation, uh-huh. which obviously has applicability. But I'm a very authentic food lover and home cook at heart. So it's an area of deep passion of mine. But as you say, I'm not the usual suspect in terms of stepping into this role.
Was the James Beard Foundation then in need of strategy and a little bit of guidance, I guess?
Well, I'm lucky to be stepping into the foundation at a time where it is in the greatest strength it's ever been. There's a phenomenal team here, and the evolution over the last few decades has really brought it to the position it's at now. But I think we're at an inflection point, because there are so many core components of the foundation that are, as I said, are in a really strong position, and it's really about taking it to the next stage of that evolution and the next stage of ambition.
What does that mean? I mean, do you want to make foodies more foodie-like?
So if I go back to the core of this, which is about good food for good, I think the foundation has been known to date, as you say, for the awards and for some of the extraordinary events that the foundation puts on, whether it's in the house, where we are at this very moment, the James Beard House in the West Village, where we have over 200 chefs visiting us every year, or the great events we do outside New York, around the country. I think the area that I really want to bolster it and shine a greater light on is the for good piece of our mission, which is really about the impact work we're doing. So to give you a taste of some of those elements that the foundation is pursuing, we've got some very powerful initiatives. One is around sustainable seafood, which is a national ratings system whereby we work with chefs and restaurants in terms of looking at how they can change their suppliers to more sustainable supply. And it's very much about us influencing both the supply and the demand. So it's the suppliers, but equally it's the consumer demand for sustainable seafood. So that's one example. Another example would be our efforts towards food waste reduction. Again, in critically important areas, the paradox of of America in terms of, you know, we throw out tons of food at the same time as millions go hungry every night. And so we have an initiative in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation, which is educating chefs and restaurateurs in terms of waste minimization. We've also built a curriculum with Drexel University, which is going into culinary schools and with culinary instructors. So really getting embedded in the system for that change. And we're also leveling that to consumers. And in fact, we're launching a book called Waste Not in the fall, which is all about how to minimize waste reduction in the home. So there's a couple of examples that of what we're doing in terms of the impact side of the house, as it were.
This is going to sound like a poke you in the eye question, but it's really not. And I ask it as a way to get to the awards, right?
Yeah.
You've been known for a very long time for the awards and for the cachet and for the glitz and all of that. And it sounds a little bit like you want a little substance to go along with the glitz of the awards.
I think they go very hand in glove. And in fact, this year was a great exemplar of that with our theme Rise. So it was all about celebrating excellence, but excellence across the piece. And we were celebrating the fact that, you know, the culinary community rise to the occasion. There's that collective spirit that steps in after an emergency, and it's looking at the advocacy and the acts of activism that that community have been demonstrating. So yes, it's about the celebration of excellence, but it's also shining a light on that other side of the culinary community that is critical in terms of the role they play both within, you know, culture and society. And to quote myself from the awards, we were saying how, you know, culture and conduct is as important as the cooking and the craft. And so this year, the focus was broader in terms of the celebration.
So let's talk about the awards for a second. One of the reasons, other than the fact that they are the James Beard Awards, that they got a lot of press this year was that for the first time, there was a substantial coterie of people of color and women winning, which is great. My question for you, though, is how do you keep that up next year?
That is the question. And I think it's worth saying that, you know, diversity has been a core component of our mission at the foundation for years. And it was so gratifying for me in my first awards to see such a diverse group of people on the stage and diverse group of nominees and indeed winners. I think out of the 23 categories, over half were won by women and people of color. So it feels like great progress has been made. You may be aware that we, at the beginning of the nomination process, we introduced a new yardstick with the judges and the committees. It's a very robust system that actually operates at length from the foundation. But it was around saying we need to really be ensure we have a prism when we're evaluating these contenders in terms of character and conduct. And you could really see that come to bear this year. So I think it's about saying progress has been made. Let's not rest on our laurels. Let's make sure that we build on this. But I think it's about looking, it's not just about the awards of it all, which reflect what's going on in industry, but fundamentally it's about saying, what is the role for the foundation in terms of driving that systemic change to ensure that the culinary community and the restaurant industry is at its heart more inclusive and diverse, and not just that the awards are reflective of that, but it's actually materially shifting.
Yeah, to that question of systemic problems and the word you keep using, which is conduct, the restaurant industry writ large has been and is still a very, very difficult place for women to work. There are outstanding examples, and I use that not in the good sense, of horrible incidents. What is your role and what can you do as one of the leaders of the culture, I suppose, to make the restaurant industry more receptive and open for women?
I think there are a number of things that, again, the foundation is already doing, but I'm deeply impassioned about really putting our shoulder against this and driving a scale impact of what we do. But one is shining a light on the exemplars. There are some brilliant role models out there, and I think it's for us to ensure that they have an elevated voice and that we can start to kind of build a playbook around what good looks like. The second piece is around really equipping women in a very pragmatic way. So already we have a scholarship program for women. We have a really excellent mentorship. It's a paid mentorship for women, which is 9 months where we take the the next generation of culinary talent, and we pair them up with some of the industry leaders in a very safe environment. So that's another component. And then more at the end of the spectrum, we have a program for women who are established but are looking for the next stage of their career in terms of scaling their business. And it's all about entrepreneurship and that entrepreneurial toolkit, whether it's negotiating with realtors or whether it's accessing capital. And so we think that actually women owners, so as well as, you know, chefs, but really restaurant owners, that is where a lot of the systemic and institutional change will be driven from. So that is an area that is a key priority for us.
How important is it for you to get the foundation away from a perception that it's really sort of coastal, it's kind of New York? I mean, I know you took the awards to Chicago, but, you know, there are restaurants and food industry hotspots all over this country.
You're absolutely right, and this is a national foundation, and the move to Chicago was in light of that, saying, look, actually, again, part of our role is to shine a spotlight on these food centers of excellence and these more of the, not just the New York centricity of it all, but what I would say is our taste for America. We tour around the country in 10 different cities each year. So I think it is a priority for us, but I want to make sure that our efforts are not dissipated, and that we do it in a way where we're doubling down in some areas where we can drive the biggest impact.
When you go out to eat at a restaurant, what are you looking for? Are you looking at decor? You're looking at food. You're looking at service. What are you looking for?
I think I'm no different from. I think it's the whole experience and the ambiance. But I think increasingly, actually, that is one component of it. And going back to some of what I was talking about in terms of the for good, the impact side of what we do, I think increasingly there's an interest in terms of what's going on in the kitchen as much as what's going on in the plate. So it's about what's the provenance of this food, what is the sourcing, how sustainable it is, and what's the value set of this restaurant. So I think there's all the, oh my God, is this delicious and good, and am I loving this ambiance, and is this an environment where I can talk to whomever I'm with, and all of those things, which are, of course, critical. But I think people, and I included, are taking a deeper look in terms of where we are electing to spend our money, because our choices around food have an impact, and I think people are increasingly aware of that.
Claire Reichenbach, she is the CEO of the James Beard Foundation. Claire, thanks a lot.
Many thanks indeed. Great talking to you.
So that's it for this episode of the Corner Office Podcast. Claire Reichenbach at the James Beard Foundation. If you did enjoy it, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. It does help in the rankings and the algorithms and all of that stuff. The Corner Office Podcast is produced by Bridget Bodner. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the Executive Director of On Demand. Deborah Clark is the Senior Vice President and General Manager. I'm Kai Rizdal. Another episode coming, as it always does, in a couple of weeks.